This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
8:02 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn joining us right now. Courtesy of FilmStudyBaltimore.com, he is Ken McCusick. What's going on with you, Ken?
Life's good, Rob. How about you?
I can't complain. Life's good as well. DeAndre Hopkins signed the one-year deal, $5 million flat rate that we know. He has some incentives in there. We can make a little bit more. At this point of his career, Ken, how much better does he really make that wide receiver room?
I don't think he's the kind of guy who displaces either Flowers or Bateman. So I think he's a supplement to what's already there. The Ravens have shown that they've used a few less wide receiver snaps than most other teams, all other teams in the NFL in the last few years. All the Roman era, but even Monken has retained some of that DNA and kept the Ravens as the heaviest organization. Hopkins did not have a bad year last year, but I think he's a guy who will be just some additional help. Fortunately, the price is right this time around.
There's a guy that actually had zero drops, Hopkins, in seasons. I mean, does he do anything for a young receiver room? I mean, he's got kind of a senior statesman coming into this room.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really important position for him. And I think the most important thing Hopkins can do isn't in terms of teaching other kids to use the jugs gun, which I would love.
Yeah.
But it's in enthusiasm for the run game. Run blocking, and if he would be the ambassador for that, I would love it. I mean, that would be enough right there in terms of what they get from Ravens. Have had really good wide receiver blocking. Wallace in particular is fantastic, and Hopkins was really good early in his career. That hasn't been the case in the last few years.
Talk to me about Rosengarten. What are expectations? I know a lot of people when they talk about weaknesses of this team, sometimes they'll look at the interior of the line. What are your expectations for him this year?
I want him to basically consolidate some of the scoring I frankly had for him this last year, because I think it was largely help driven. He had a lot of right side set and chip blocks from eligible
ends.
Receivers.
Yeah.
And so I think that hopefully he can do more on his own this year. And I think he should. He should show a natural progression. I think from where he's starting, outstanding position relative to some of the other left tackles in the draft. The only guy who was really any better was Joe Alt. And he's drafted, number 5 overall by the Chargers.
Ken McCusick, FilmStudyBaltimore.com. Ken, we know we're a week away from rookies reporting the training camp. What jumps off the page for you that's significant or unique about this year's training camp before we begin?
The Ravens are in a very good spot roster-wise from where they've been typically. They really need to confirm that Malachi Starks is ready for the full-time role that they expect him to have. I mean, he's probably their most important rookie. Mike Green is a very close second in terms of what he'll bring to the pass rush. There's not room for a veteran pass rusher on this team as the roster is currently constituted. So they need to get more out of him and Adisa Isaac than they got out of Isaac last year.
A couple of guys who came back looked good. We were standing next to each other when we saw them. I mean, Trent Simpson, Travis Jones in particular, I guess we start with Simpson. I mean, what change you see in him? What do you expect from this year?
Yeah, most of the change I've seen is physical so far. And that's not where Trenton Simpson's big problem has been. His problem has been knowing where to be on a football field. And that means he's, even though despite the safety background he has, he hasn't really been a good guy who could drop to coverage appropriately. And it really shows up in a season where you have some weak safety play like the Ravens did for the first 10 weeks before they made their changes last year. So hopefully Simpson has picked up elements of that game that will allow either him or Roquan to be used in coverage. We can't afford to really have a Patrick Queen type linebacker on the field who is very limited in terms of what he can do coverage wise. That forces Roquan into doing the thing that he's not good at. So I much prefer to see Simpson, at least know where to be on a football field.
And Ken, I'm sure the other guys know, but like you and I chat quite a bit on social media, going back and forth. A lot of times it's about TV shows. We're both math guys, maybe in different aspects of it, I believe, looking at percentages. We were texting yesterday about the new Big Beautiful Bill and what it's going to do to gamblers. What are your thoughts on how that affects them? And you said it could even affect the football teams, right?
Yes. So
the salary cap?
I have a pod that's coming out about this today, by the way. So okay. I'll plug that. That's on there. As constituted, the Big Beautiful Bill includes an unenforceable, in my opinion, law on gambling that basically says 100% of your
winnings,
your winnings are taxed and 90% of your losses are deductible. Now, the first question is, at what level? Is that every hand of blackjack I need to record and I need to, you know, say, wait, is it every session?
Is it
every
90%? So that's where the 10% comes in, that you're going to pay 10% taxes on whatever you win.
So let's say you have your typical high handle advantage player in gambling, but you don't even have to be an advantage player. You could be just a break even player. Mm-hmm. And you bet $1 million in a year, which, by the way, is not at all unreasonable for if you're your total handle. You see, you win 500,000 in bets. And you lose 500,000 bets, and you had a break even year. That's at least something. But you end up with a $50,000 tax liability, the way that the current law is written. The IRS. I mean, I can't even imagine what it'd be like to work at the IRS and have to think about enforcing a law like that. It doesn't make any sense. So there is an effort to try and stop that. It's the kind of thing that I think, if I had to guess why it went in there, it was like a way to generate a billion in projected. Tax revenue that they know they're not going to be able to collect, and so they can back out after the fact, but it was used to get the bill passed. I just don't see how it can be enforced that way.
Kim McKusick, filmstudybaltimore.com, joins us.
And when I mentioned Travis Jones with Trenton Simpson. He looks like Mr. Olympia right now.
With Jones?
He looked ridiculous.
Yeah, massive.
I mean, just massive. Huge upper body. His arms ridiculous. He just... What about him? Because he provides a lot that people I don't think see, because he's interior, puts pressure up, drags double teams. Like, what are you looking for in him?
He's the most important guy for the Ravens to extend right now. The most important. And people, I actually was talking to Mink about this at Ryan Mink, that is at practice, and he said, it's sacrilege that you would have that take that over Tyler Linderbaum, that he's more important to sign right now. Because both of them, it's kind of now or never. They're both going to be free agents at the end of the year, and they'll probably be both attracted away with fairly big money. But Travis Jones completely drives the Ravens' pass rush. And he's that rare defensive tackle who's so impactful that he's always on the field on third down. Most of the time, Haloti Ngata played a lot less third downs than Travis Jones did. So this is an important player for them to sign for the future. He's Matabike's running mate in terms of all of the stunts and twists and games they play on the inside, and the fact that he gets single teams for the other three players.
Yeah. Ken, tell us about Film Study Baltimore.
Thanks. Well, we have a bunch of things going on this week. We have the continuation of the expectation series, and like I said, this new tax bill, there'll be a podcast out on that today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.